Here we go! Hugga bugga!
Right? What? Here we go.
Hugga bugga!
What a star is that? Right to the front of my phone. Ready?
I like to sing with the radio. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality.
I know you're in love! Yeah!
Woo! Oh, Kendra, this is Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, the WWE Family Podcast! Yeah! Woo! The WWE Family Podcast! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Why is now nobody getting crazy with me? What's up?
Nothing.
How you doing?
Good.
Who's in the building?
This is Ken. This is MM.
MM! And who else is here?
Ike. What?
Iron Man Isaac, say what up.
What up?
What up? Iron Man Isaac on Twitter.
Flash Ike Nasty, they got...
Ike Nasty.
They got changed, too.
And MM and Yuck Nasty, of course, that's me. Of course, that's me. We are here today to look over, what was it, New Year's Eve Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'd be on. It's a good one. And like I said, MM is in the building, right?
Yep.
She is soon to be my stepdaughter and Isaac's sister. Say what up again. Say, what up?
Me?
No, Kendra.
What up?
What up? What up? Hi, beautiful.
Hey, Tim, can we also talk about some other episodes?
Yeah, we can talk about... Yeah, because Isaac and I already talked about the SmackDown that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? MM was there, too. And we got to talk about what she liked about it. Let's go ahead with that. What did you like about the show that you went to?
My favorite part was when they had to sing a Christmas carol.
Yeah, I got that on my phone. I got to put that on YouTube.
Or when they're about to sing the Christmas carol, when they lost against that big giant guy.
Yeah, the big Khali.
Yeah.
Well, I love his music. When his music came on, I started dancing. Isaac was dancing. He was screaming.
I wasn't.
I know you weren't. But yeah. So you like the big Khali and the girl that's with her. What's the girl's name? Natalia? Is that Natalia?
Yeah, Natalia.
No. Not with the great Khali.
Natalia, right?
No.
And then when the two brothers, when they were fighting about who was going to be...
Yeah, Primo and Epico, who was going to sing?
Mm-hmm. No, when they were seeing who was going to fight first, and when he bumped into the great Khali, did I say it right?
Yeah, the great Khali.
Yeah, that was the funniest part.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the thing was the Big Show. It was Natalia that was with Khali. Natalia, she's got a crush on Big Khali right now. Oh, I like Natalia. She kicks butt.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from the Hart Foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Hart Foundation was, what was Bret Hart, right?
Yeah.
It was Bret Hart.
And the British Bulldog and
Natalia.
What is his name? Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, that one guy died on falling from the thing, one of the Hart Foundation people.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on the rafters trying to do something crazy, and he fell, like, from the... You know how we were in the rush center?
Yeah.
Just imagine falling from the top, very top of the middle of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked when this one episode of WWE, I was really shocked... When I saw Dolph Ziggler and AJ.
I know. When they first came out, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, they are. They do not look like a great couple. I would wish that AJ and John Cena would be together.
Yeah, well, AJ showed her true colors. She is a scuzzbag, ain't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I got pooped on by birds.
Oh, hold on. We can't talk about that because that's in this episode. So, one more thing. Favorite episode, favorite match when you were there? Who did you like to see?
I like to see...
Who did you like that was there?
Oh, it was Sheamus, Big Show, and Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, you like Alberto Del Rio, don't you?
Yeah.
I know you do.
Just because he ran over Santa Claus does not mean that he's mean.
Yeah, it does.
It was practically his fault because that was where he came.
No,
because that's where he always comes with a star.
No, because he was right there, so pretty much it's his fault.
It's his
and
fault.
Also nope. His.
Del Rio's.
Yep.
And also, it was because his windows, I bet his windows were kind of tinted.
Yeah, and he didn't see Santa.
Yeah, and also, Santa Claus, I bet he knew he was coming, but I bet he didn't think that he was, like right behind him, and I think that he was backing up so then he would be able to have an entrance to come through.
Yeah, that punk Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yep, I like that. I like Alberto Del Rio. He's starting to become a good guy now
because
he wants to beat up Big Show.
Yeah. You know, I do not like CM Punk.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty cool.
I like CM Punk. That's my boy.
Well, not because he's bad.
Because he's a heel now? Because he's a bad guy?
No.
I think AJ and the Big E dude, whoever that guy is good for Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
They're making him more noticeable, more important. He's been holding on to that stupid championship. What is it? Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Suitcase forever.
Mm-hmm.
He got that like in July.
I know.
Last year.
It's like he's never going to put it somewhere. And then 5 seconds later, he won't come back for it.
He was gonna lose against John Cena until AJ came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad you had fun. It was cool to see you there too in your John Cena shirt that you got, girl.
And the necklace. Don't forget the necklace.
Oh, I didn't notice the necklace.
That thing is like a couple pounds. That was really heavy.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. Let's get into Raw. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Look out, Andre the Giant, Rock, Undertaker. Oh, who's that?
CM Punk.
I love The Rock. He's right. My favorite guy.
And a Rock.
I think Ryback and Randy Orton and Sheamus are my favorites. And,
I got a lot of favorites.
I think that CM Punk and The Rock should fight because...
Here's he did.
No, they didn't. Not CM Punk and The Rock.
Oh, CM Punk and The Rock. I thought you said John Cena and The Rock.
What's his name? Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Ever since he proposed to AJ and she said no, he's been like...
A bad guy?
Yeah, like he's
trying
been,
to come after her.
Yeah, he's been saying like no instead of yes.
No, no, because he realized everybody was making fun of him for saying yes. Can you guys see this?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, KK?
Hi, I have a milkshake.
Woohoo!
Ooh, thank you.
KK's in the building. KK's in the building. I came to play! This guy's starting to be a good guy now.
The Miz?
Yeah, he's trying to be.
Yeah, I like The Miz. He's also really good. I like The Miz TV.
Make sure you're talking to the mic, okay? Yeah, baby. Let's see what he's talking about.
Welcome to the most must-see WWE talk show in history. Welcome to Miz TV.
Yay.
And ladies and gentlemen, on the final Raw of 2012, it's definitely going to be must-see.
Oh.
Because per managing supervisor Vicky Guerrero.
Wow, what did they do there?
She has put in that it is a championships on the line type of night. Yes, all
managing supervisor
are on the line, baby. It's championships.
You know, I'm not really a big fan of Vicky.
Me neither. We always say she looks like Auntie Carrie.
Mm-hmm. She always has this high-pitched voice.
Now, yeah.
Speaking of champions, my guess at this time is a 10-time WWE champion.
Uh-oh.
He's been a guest on this show before, and he's a guest right now. Please welcome
10-time.
John Cena.
Yeah.
See? What? What? Ooh. There he is, Isaac. Hunga Bunga!
I really like John Cena.
Oh, yeah. And this is the man that is responsible for this being. You can't see me. My time is now. Hunga Bunga. Yep, they're trying to make Miz a good guy.
Thank you so much for having me on Miz TV. I just want to take a second to wish everybody a happy holidays and, more importantly, a happy new year. It was funny. Last time you were in a whole different place, physically, emotionally, mentally. I mean, you were involved with the AJ Lee scandal where we thought you guys were going to ride off in the sunset, that you two were America's sweethearts, that you were the feel-good story of 2012.
I thought so.
All of a sudden, she pushes you off a ladder and costs you your TLC match. She says that you toyed with her emotions, that you used her.
Oh, wow.
John. And I just want to know what you have to say. I want to know what you really think of AJ Lee.
Miz, it's over. It's over.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Really,
John?
Really, John?
Is it over? Because
really?
I don't think it should be.
AJ and Dolph invited you to what they're calling a New Year's Eve toast later on tonight.
Bet that was a scam.
Have you RSVP'd yet?
I did. And to show you that it's over, I'm actually going to attend. Thank you for letting me be a guest tonight. But I'm going to be out here to ring in the new year and toast with Dolph Ziggler and AJ. Maybe we can watch the ball drop. Maybe we can watch something else drop. Maybe we can watch someone else drop.
Oh,
wow.
Road Scholars, hallelujah, hallelujah. Where's my boy? That's my boy
right
there.
For some reason, I don't think that he has ever taken off his robe. Every single place he goes, he always has to have his robe on.
Oh, Hunga Bunga.
This is how the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
I hate that guy.
Silence! Silence!
Look at Cody's mustache.
Spalding, get your foot off the boat. I believe it was the famous poet Robert Griffin III that once said, and I quote, "You guys suck."
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Of all the greats I have studied, I assure you, I have never heard of that.
All the other people, except for Dolph Ziggler and those two.
I did not ask for your opinion.
Yes, you did.
I did not ask for your opinion.
You mouth-breathing miscreant. Once again.
They must be in Washington, D.C., because RG3 is their superstar quarterback that's going to be playing today.
Yeah, they are.
Yep, Washington Redskins, they play today in the postseason. It's going to be a good day. And the Packers won last night. Yeah!
You choose to spotlight this disgusting tabloid scandal.
I tell you what, Damian, I'm with you on this. I think maybe there's something else we should totally focus on.
Uh-oh.
Maybe there's another issue that's facing us right now.
Look, he's looking at his mustache.
An issue that's totally growing out of proportion. It's everywhere. It's
I love Cody Rhodes, man.
Pretend I'm not even here. I just want to see it up close.
Stop that! How dare you?
Cody Rhodes.
You think you're so funny, John?
Because he is.
You know what sucked, as you so eloquently put it? When the two of you went
Jeez,
up against
Cody,
Biggie
you should
and
really
Dolph,
just take
and
a
both
joke.
Ended up being laid out. That sucked. For you, at least.
Good form, Cody. Good form. And I concur. The two of you went from main eventing WrestleMania to being drowned in the shadow of Team Rhodes Scholars. I have a proposed New Year's resolution for the both of you.
Oh, New Year's resolution. That's a great idea.
Of course.
Hold on. Watch me work. Watch me work. Miz, come here. Listen, I know
See, look,
had,
they're trying to make Miz a good guy.
Past. New Year, clean slate, bygones be bygones, old acquaintances. How about this? How about Gandalf and Magnum P.I. here lace up your fighting boots and meet us in the middle of that ring right now?
Yeah!
I'm saying we kick this off proper with a tag match between the Rhodes Scholars and the Miz and John Cena.
Time is now.
I think that was one of the best ideas yet.
I think so too.
This is really gonna happen. This is great.
Knock your shell off.
So John Cena, the Miz, gonna kick off the final Raw of 2012 in a matchup against Team Rhodes Scholars.
How much you want to bet that they quit? What do you think, Isaac?
I think John Cena and the Miz are gonna win.
I think they are too because I've seen this before.
I can't get over the fact that John Cena got that close to the mustache of Cody Rhodes' face and it didn't bite.
So they did win, John Cena and them won? Or did they quit?
You can hear the WWE fans already beginning the Cody's mustache chant that has been trending worldwide for weeks.
Cody's mustache.
I must ask him a question. One of
no, I really like that? TM Punk's little friend. Cody Rhodes are taking pride in his mustache, despite the fact he says he's upset. I think that's that good nickname focus for him.
Oh, Paul Heyman? You talking about Paul Heyman? The big guy?
The top rope and goes right after Cody Rhodes. Miz and John Cena, who just a couple of years ago were in the main event at WrestleMania against one another for the WWE Championship.
Cena sucks. Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks.
Cena does not suck.
Cena sucks. That's what they do. Half the crowd says, "Let's go, Cena," and the other half of the crowd says, "Cena sucks." A lot of people hate John Cena.
Why?
Of the masses. Yeah. You know, talking about the Miz and John Cena, nobody says it's not written anywhere that. Two tag team partners have to be the best of friends to be successful. No, not at all. And
it's your mother's fault.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damian and Cody Rhodes forming a great tag team here in 2012.
So they just beat them up, huh?
WWE today and
wow, that's a long match. We'll fast forward a little bit. Still the same match. Miz is in there. He's doing his finishing move to Cody. But Cody's rolling out the ring.
At the end, it's a really shocking thing what they do.
Damn.
But
let's just watch it. We're at the end right now. You can't see me. So Cena and Miz won, of course. Look, he's looking at the Miz like, wow. There you go. The Miz is going to become a good guy. Oh, look at that. That was a good move. Remember when I had Big Head on my shoulders like that last night?
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, wow.
You did?
Yeah, I picked up Big Head, our pit bull. On my shoulders like John Cena has people when he's going to flip them like that. Look at, there goes Miz putting up the dogger.
Yeah, my dad, he does not like John Cena, and he said, you know what, one day the Miz is just gonna go right in the back of John Cena's head and punch him and knock him out.
But look at this Natalia and Big Kali. It's the having a New Year's party backstage. Yeah.
I'm so excited about 2013. It's going to be a great year for me.
For me as well.
Yeah, but it's going to be the year of Otunga. But hey, thanks anyway, Vicky. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Great party, Vic. Thanks for the invite. How's everything been?
I didn't invite you, Doc.
No. Vic, it's a new year. So bygones be bygones. Right?
Fine, Doc. I hope you and your little girlfriend, AJ, enjoy your New Year's toast tonight. And by the way, you have a match tonight against Sheamus. So you have a happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Dolph Ziggler, like, afraid of Sheamus or something.
Happy New Year's, guys. Thanks for coming tonight. Thank you for coming.
Happy New Year.
All right. Asses. What is that?
You know,
knees
fine,
to faces?
If it wasn't for the pencil neck geeks known as the WWE Universe, do you know that they don't appreciate what I put my body through on a daily basis?
Some of them actually say that
this injury, she treats other wrestlers different because she likes them, but I think that she just treats them all the same.
With your permission, I brought my doctor from Chicago. I want to march him down to the ring so he can explain to the people in layman's terms exactly what the situation with my leg is. And I want to compete. I'll even compete here tonight.
No, Punk. Let's just speak hypothetically. Who would you have defended your title against tonight?
That's easy. Ryback.
Well, then we must put Ryback in action tonight. Let's see. Ryback versus... The Shield?
You said it. You said it.
Punk, that's not fair. That's 3-on-1.
I'll tell you what's not fair. Not fair is the way I get treated on a daily basis. The lack of respect. Not fair is the way you get disrespected. That's not fair.
So blah, blah, blah. Disrespecting.
It bothers me.
I have a great idea.
Come on, say it.
Tonight, Ryback will be put in a handicap match against all three members of the Shield.
All right.
She's good. She's brilliant.
So let's keep going.
And then that's synonymous like with the red.
Antonio Cesaro is on the screen now. His United States Championship belt around his waist.
My opponent tonight. A man
but he's not
who
even
is a
from
symbol
America.
Of America
no, he sucks.
Itself.
Boom.
Sergeant Slaughter? What? Look at him. What do we see, Sergeant Slaughter? Yeah, look at him. Is he gonna really wrestle?
Yes, he is.
Oh my God, he looks almost exactly the same. He's a little bit skinnier.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Wow.
The former WWE champion, the legendary Sergeant Slaughter. Well, Antonio Cesaro has bitten off more than he could chew with the Sarge. Especially when the United States Championship is going to be on the line. Well, I guess this is rather appropriate because Cesaro was telling me earlier today that, well, he did at one time.
So what? They're going to let Sergeant Slaughter go in there and get beat up?
Couldn't disclose his rank or position, but he mentioned the Swiss were undefeated for more than a century.
Yeah, I heard when he went to battle, he was the only guy that was shot at
both
sides.
Look at his bald head.
So this is for the United States Championship here tonight.
He's got to be old, man. He's got to be in his 50s, 60s.
And assuming Cesaro can get by Sergeant Slaughter tonight, he would head into main event on Wednesday on Ion Television against Great Khali with the United States title on the line.
I don't think he should be the United States champion.
Well, let me tell you something. Sarge is a wily veteran. He's been around a long time. He may have forgotten more about this game than Antonio Cesaro will ever know. So Cesaro had better not. It looked like he was gonna try to toy with the Sarge. He better watch
this. I don't like watching this. Sergeant Slaughter is like too old.
Plays the game.
If you're gonna slap somebody in the back, that's the way you do it.
What you think, Isaac?
Cesaro. Cesaro.
This is a good match.
Right to that big chin of Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, well, Cesaro's no joke either. Antonio Cesaro, yep, the United States champion.
So we're going to fast forward this one. Right. I mean, Sergeant Slaughter's not going to win. Let's yep, there he is. Antonio Cesaro beat him bad.
Measure up to the talents of the great Khali.
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm wondering if...
Well, you want to see that, Matt?
New superstars to arrive on the scene in 2012.
All right, so Isaac's messing with it. What are you trying to do?
I want to see what happens,
okay.
Dad.
I mention this each and every week, but that's all you had to say.
No knee pads, no elbow pads.
All they're doing is slapping each other.
The original throwback. He is old school as they come. This guy is beating.
It's like in slow motion.
Superstars in his career than you and I can count. Look at this. Hey, look at this. Cobra clutch. Getting over the cobra clutch. Can he steal one here?
Oh my goodness.
And Cesaro makes it to the top rope. It'll force Sarge to break the devastating cobra clutch that has knocked off many a legendary star in his career. And there's the uppercut by
Uh-oh.
Cesaro.
He's got his head under his knees.
Are we going to be watching?
Oh,
this
look at Cesaro
thing?
Is going to. He just did his finishing move.
Are we going to be watching this whole entire thing?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll fast forward, so. All right, so Cesaro won. 3-on-1 handicap match coming up. Uh-oh, here goes Kane and Goatface. They're pacing back in the locker room, pacing back and forth on there. Now they're talking to each other.
This sucks. I wanted to pick the Shield as our opponents.
Me too. It's not fair. Who are we going to fight?
There has to be someone that we can fight.
Who are they going to fight? Oh, these stupid guys.
Hey,
the 3MB.
Can you see we're trying to rehearse here?
Three-man band.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes! Yes!
Finally, he says yes.
Yes! Yes! Oh, no, they didn't! No!
Oh, and interrupt us like that.
Oh, yes, they did.
This guy sucks. Back at the party now. There's Ricardo.
And there's Big Show.
Big Show coming up behind him.
Migo.
He's scared.
Please on your way, bro. Como esta? Como se, Purito? Como se? How would you like a chance at the World Heavyweight Championship tonight? Como se? Tonight's champion's choice. And I picked you.
Big Show, like, no Spanish?
Guess so.
Clocked. Drip on my bow ties.
Pardon, pardon.
That guy only likes Spanish.
No, he knows English too. So the Big Show is going to pick on little Ricky Ricardo. Oh my God, how much more of this party? Look, it's Mae Young, or Mae, whatever her face is. The old lady.
Is it just me or every once in a while does it like cut off?
I get what?
Like sometimes for me, like right now, I can't really.
Speak it to the mic, babe. That's because you're way far away from the mic.
Yeah. Girls, I'm sure you're all wondering who I've decided to defend my title against tonight. And
it's gonna be Mae.
I've beat all of you.
Yeah.
Except
Mae. What's the mess talking about? Are you
except
me?
You, Mae. Yeah. Congratulations, I'll see you in the ring.
Okay.
See, I can't hear it right now.
You can't hear what?
What they're saying.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, but now I can hear it.
Choice match for the WWE Tag Team Championship.
All right, I'm going to fast forward all their intros. We're not watching that. So it's Champion's Choice. Here we go. Kane and The Undertaker. Or Kane and freaking Goldface. Boston Tea Party.
So it's going to be Drew McIntyre and Heath Slater taking on Daniel Bryan and Kane for the tag team titles also tonight. The Big Show has decided to defend his world championship against Alberto Del Rio's personal ring announcer, Ricardo Rodriguez.
Yeah, the Big Show not taking any chances, is he?
Hate those guys. That's surprising.
Look at Jinder Mahal playing air.
They're speak too loud.
Heath Slater plays air guitar.
You speak too loud.
I speak too loud.
Yeah, I can hear from like my mic.
Daniel Bryan sent out a tweet this week. He found out doing some research that goat meat is the number one
like
consumed meat in the entire world. He was a bit upset
I
about
think.
That.
Who would?
Yeah.
I know, right? Oh. My dad does, but...
Your dad likes the 3MB?
Yeah, I have no idea what's wrong with him.
He only... Look at him, Daniel Bryan's face.
He likes every person.
He must like
the
every person. Yeah, that's what
so
I was going to say.
He likes all the bad guys? Uh-oh.
They must be a bad guy.
Yeah, look at Daniel Bryan. Look at him slender away.
Oh, ouch.
I like CM
him.
Punk.
I like him.
That's a submission hold. Daniel Bryan's a submission hold.
And here comes Kane, the big red monster. Oh boy, look out. Ouch. Interesting exchange on WWE.com. Kane cover. Speaking of middle of the leg and a kick out. Is this your eggnog out here? Yeah, it is. I've been sipping on that since Christmas.
Right.
I don't like eggnog. It's like drinking milk from a drunk cow.
Yeah.
Here's the tag to Drew
the 3MB, all those guys
are
like.
Drew McIntyre very excited tonight.
So weird.
Why is that? I was wondering if you're going to go there.
None of them are worthy of any championships.
The famous New Year's Eve song, Auld Lang Syne. Yeah. It's actually a Scottish song, and Drew, of course, from Scotland. Came about the 1700s.
Yeah, Kane is just kicking his butt. Who was that? That's the,
Drew McIntyre. They
Drew
came
McIntyre,
up.
When you tell
the story, try to have a point. That's where the song.
All right, we're going to fast forward a little bit into the match.
Origins of it. Here's the cover again.
Daniel Bryan's on the top rope.
Yeah.
With his hands in the air.
What's he going to do? Oh. Is he going to make it? Yay. Kane and Daniel Bryan just won the match. I'm so glad.
That was an awesome move that he did right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
He jumped off the top rope. I don't think I've ever seen Daniel Bryan on the top rope. Look, now those guys are friends, aren't they?
Yeah.
Remember when they first were tag team championships? They didn't like each other? Oh, look at them. They're making fun of the 3MB with their belts.
Uh-huh.
Kane's out of here. He's a moon. What's happening? Are they going to fight with each other? Yep, now backstage.
With the doctor that's
yep, with his doctor.
Going to explain what happened.
Son Ryback in a TLC match for the WWE title. It doesn't look good for CM Punk right at the very moment.
Now they're in the ring with CM Punk's doctor.
Yeah, when I was watching this on my TV, I never got past this part.
You know, wrestling and besting names like Chris Jericho, Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, Alberto Del Rio, Kane, Daniel Bryan, John Cena more than once, Ryback on numerous occasions. I've accomplished a lot this year, but obviously being champion for 407 days and being able to see things no one can see and do things no one can do.
That's my boy.
That's a tough schedule.
What, he hasn't
obviously,
fought.
I've
like,
been rendered
I don't know,
injured.
4 weeks.
Now,
and
I've had my fair
champion?
Share of contusions, lacerations,
no, four
torn
weeks,
ligaments,
chipped. He's won every single match he's fought against.
Yeah, but I'm
but
saying,
I endure,
like, I don't think he should be champion because
every night.
He's been.
I mean, hell, if
like he
a fraction
in, like,
of what I endure in 2012 happened to any one of you, you'd all be in the fetal position, sucking on your thumb, crying for your mommies. But
I
am a man. I am
and
a champion. I'm a
I
champion's
think,
champion.
Yeah, I was a little
I'm
bit
a
shocked.
I'm a fighting champion.
Like, no,
I'm a fighting champion
that,
champion.
He hasn't been champion. Like, he hasn't fought in
and
about
I persevere.
3 weeks or 4 weeks, and I'm saying that
and I
he shouldn't be
tall.
Champion because he hasn't fought.
Even through the waves of disrespect that is shown from the WWE
so
Universe.
So Dolph Ziggler can come get him anytime he
I
wants
even
to.
I even hear that there's some of you who question the veracity of my injury.
Blah, blah, blah.
Lady,
still talking.
Out of beating people like Ryback.
Ryback.
And I want Ryback to know right now that with one arm, I could beat him. With one eye, I could beat him. And even if I have one leg, next week, I will continue to do what I've done for the calendar year.
Yeah,
but I can compete.
I know what I said. But that was then, and after further review, I cannot in good conscience let you compete.
Oh, it's his doctor.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? You said. Oh, boy.
Who's that?
Ryback, I think.
Nope, it's... Oh, it's Mr. McMahon. Dude, I love when he walks out. Look at him, look at him.
Mr. McMahon.
Look at him walking. Yeah, he just beat up. Remember, he just fought CM Punk not that long ago.
You know, he looks like the manager.
Oh, look at him walking.
He looks like that guy from George Lopez, the manager of the airplane shop.
It is him.
Yeah, it does look like him, huh?
It is him.
It is?
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yes, it is, Dad.
No chance in hell. No chance. No chance in hell. No chance.
No, he looks a little bit older. No, a little bit younger than
him. I apologize for coming out here and interrupting you. I couldn't wait. I simply had to
it
come out and say to everybody, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
What do you mean? Wait, what did you say?
The other reason I came
really
out is I was wondering how you were going to
well,
attempt
no,
to
because, some people, they talk for the person,
match.
And they just look
wait
like, look
minute.
The same.
Mr.
It is him, except it's a different voice from somebody
kids,
different.
After all these years,
they can't do both. That would be complicated.
Not only the best in the world,
all right, let's watch
he
this.
Has been your reigning, defending WWE champion for 407 days, and I would respectfully suggest to you, Mr. Chairman, that your WWE champion has never weaseled his way out of anything.
What? He weaseled his way out of a lot of matches. I mean, I like CM Punk, but he's gotten away with some crap, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Mr. Punk, in terms of evaluating your condition here, I would suggest that next Monday, WWE officials will evaluate your medical condition, not your own personal physician.
WWE officials.
And if they deem that you are capable of competing next Monday, and I would suggest that's probably what their decision will be, then you will be defending the championship against Ryback in the tables, ladders, and chairs championship match.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
No chance.
Look,
no chance in hell.
I'm guilty of all these things that I'm innocent of. I know you think I'm guilty of hiring the Shield or being in collusion with Brad
blah,
Maddox.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I assure you, I mean, coming
oh,
from you,
God,
this hurts, Vince.
Takes for on forever.
A man.
So what happened? Let's go back. Let's see what happened.
You in the same city that your father first promoted sports entertainment. How dare you force an injured hero into competition? My God, you know what you've become? You've become a flesh-peddling promoter. How dare me? How dare you? If, in fact, WB officials claim that you can't go next
oh,
week, then
I
fine,
am.
You will not compete. Just as simple as that.
That's cool. Fine. That's fine.
But
oh,
then
that's
again,
cool.
We
fine.
We have to find another opponent for Ryback.
It's your job. Then I'm sorry. I apologize. My mistake.
Sure, it's your mistake. You did that on purpose, you goof.
Uh-oh, he's going to make...
And that opponent would be...
Paul Heyman.
Oh.
He's going to do it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it! I know it! Woo! Look at his face! Look
is
at his face!
CM Punk against him?
No. Ryback.
I'm feeling next week...
Ryback against Paul
tables,
Heyman.
Ladders, chairs, and you're gonna
I like that idea most.
Against Ryback.
Good.
Happy New Year.
And CM Punk can't come in. Can't help. No.
So if
Punk cannot compete next week in a TLC match against Ryback for the WWE Championship,
he smashed a microphone.
Yes.
Yeah, and there may be some flesh, but it'll be pummeled by Ryback.
Look, he's making fun of him.
Told you he was in a festive mood. This is great.
No chance in hell. So if CM Punk is still injured next week, Paul Heyman has to defend his title against him.
Oh.
He has to defend the title against Ryback. That's crazy. All right, so we fast forward to the match of Sheamus and Dolph Ziggler. AJ and big guys on the...
AJ Lee and Dolph Ziggler, who we learned at TLC a couple of weeks ago. When AJ Lee knocked John Cena off the ladder.
Man, I used to like AJ a lot.
I know.
Dolph Ziggler is not going to like it.
Uh-oh, there's Big E getting Sheamus, pulling on him. Pulling on his leg. Here comes Dolph Ziggler behind him. Jumps on him, and he's giving him a sleeper hold. Yeah! Dang, did you see that?
Yeah.
Holy crap! Sheamus just threw Dolph Ziggler out of the ring, and Big E just caught his ass and didn't let him fall to the floor at all. Look at this.
AJ, if you're so tough, why didn't you just get in the ring and fight Sheamus?
Yeah, that'd be funny, huh? Uh-oh, here goes Big E getting in the ring.
Is he allowed to do that?
Sheamus and Big E are sizing each other up. Yep, squaring off. Oh, and then here comes the freaking Shield? What?
That's not fair. It's like they're all on Dolph Ziggler's side except for CM, except for a couple other people.
They must be scared of Big Lee.
So the fight.
They must
between...
be scared of Big Lee. That's why they came in.
I'm like not working.
It is.
No, I was right close and it was so low.
It's, that's how it is, bro.
So,
man, they just beat him up for a long time.
I want to watch the study.
Okay.
I don't think they should be able to do that.
Say something in the mic, Isaac.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, I hear you perfectly.
I can't really.
How many superstars have
Jesus, look, what are they doing?
They're gonna do the triple power bomb.
You know, the Shield sent out an ominous tweet earlier this week that said, "Justice lives in our hearts, and we will not be held down another second. Believe in righteousness. Believe in hope. We're changing the game."
Boo!
Believe in the Shield.
In a little bit, are we gonna? Stop the video?
Huh?
In a little bit, are we going to stop the video?
This is what we do, babe.
Versus Dolph Ziggler, then Ziggler's buddy, Big E Langston.
Yep, so that's, we saw that. We're going to fast forward to Eve and the old May. That old lady.
To take a picture of me defeating a Hall of Famer, May Young. That's right.
Who is this?
Caitlyn?
Yeah.
And Eve didn't defeat Mae Young. So I don't know if there was much question as to whether she won or not. Well, much of the latter half of 2012 was spent between Eve and Caitlyn going after one another. And Caitlyn trying to bring the fight to Eve here tonight. Caitlyn actually pinned Eve in a tag team match last Monday. But tonight it's a fight.
Yeah, she's a brawler, man. Caitlyn is? She's just beating her. Oh.
Maybe all over for Eve if she's not there for her. Not the way that Eve wanted to bring in the new year.
Come on, break it off.
Well, I was hoping that Mae Young could compete, and if she had beaten Eve and won that Divas Championship, oh, we were going to party to the cows game.
Well, you're not going to now because look at this.
We were
going to
party with the cows. It would have been great.
while she's beating her up.
Wailing on Caitlyn, the referee doing all he can to try to separate these two
demons. This ain't even a match, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Because she was supposed to fight Mae Young.
Yeah.
Or old Mae.
Caitlyn, whoa, Caitlyn.
Now they're, look, they're fighting over the belt. Eve's running out of there.
Eve's having none of that.
Now they're going to play Caitlyn's music, and there we go, huh? Yeah, all right, that was lame. Let's keep going.
It's for us.
He's Alberto Del Rio talking to Ricardo.
If you're going to face a Big Show for the World Heavyweight Championship, you have to look like a champion.
Gracias.
Hey, one more thing. Do it with style.
Oh, he gives him the car. He says he's got to look like a champion. That's cool. Let's see him come in. Good job, Ricardo.
This time, if I were him, I wouldn't try to run somebody over.
World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, that's when he popped him last Saturday. Yeah. So here comes Ricardo. He's coming in on the Beamer or the Mercedes Benz.
And look at that car. You gotta be kidding me. Alberto Del Rio giving Ricardo some confidence tonight. I think Ricardo got that for Christmas.
Look at him. Ricardo's got the car. And here comes Del Rio walking out. Let's see him get popped quick.
Introducing first, the challenger.
Do you think Big Show's gonna go hard on him or soft? Hard.
He just slapped him, yeah. Look at him, ripped off his shirt. Alberto Dorito's. Alberto Doritos. Doritos. Look, he's just abusing Ricardo. Oh, Ricardo got a boot to the face. He kicked him in the face.
Is he crazy?
Oh, he got out of the way. Oh, trouble in paradise. Ricardo just kicked him to the back of the head. Oh, he caught his leg. Oh, that was a good move. He just bashed his knee. Ricardo's going nuts. Look at him.
I never imagined him actually fighting.
Oh, he just got slapped.
Oh, he fought before.
Yeah, he fought before.
Oh. Well, I just started watching it last year, okay? So
he fought last year, too.
And flattened him.
I started watching it in, like, July.
He doesn't fight a lot, though.
Yeah.
I believe Big Show's going to make a Rodriguez.
That's true. They fight so much.
Uh-oh.
No, go easy on him.
Here comes Alberto Doritos. Good job, Doritos.
Against Mae Young,
yep, so Big Show ran off.
Mae Young's with child. Oh, my goodness. Shocking. What a night this has been. And don't forget the shocking attack by the Shield that we saw earlier.
Mae Young's going to have another baby?
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Let's not watch the match.
Kofi Kingston loses to Wade Barrett. Look.
I like Kofi, but at the SmackDown and Kofi came out.
That was cool.
These kids, they're making fun of his name. Like, it's Coffee Stone, not Kofi Stone, because it looks like coffee. And then I was like in my head, coffee?
Kofi.
Yeah, it was like, that does not even sound like coffee, Kofi.
Yeah. So Kofi Kingston loses. One, two, oh, almost there. Wade Barrett. That's just a long match. He did win, though, right?
Uh-huh. I think
right
so.
Right here. There it is.
Boo.
Wade Barrett is good, though.
But he's mean.
He's a bad guy. He's a heel. All right, let's fast forward all the way
to there.
To the last. Oh, Shield and Ryback. Shield and Ryback. Here comes the Shield out of the crowd to come fight Ryback.
I don't like the Shield.
Look, here's the beginning of the match. Ryback just gets in there and it just starts going crazy.
Oh! Ryback and Big Show kind of look alike.
Ryback is ripped. If you want to know what somebody that looks like is when they're on steroids, look at Ryback. Same thing with John Cena. So it's not even a handicap match. They're just kicking the crap out of Ryback. Oh, here comes Sheamus to help. He's pissed. He just got his butt beat by the Shield. He's helping Ryback.
I never knew. I would never picture Sheamus helping.
Yeah, but these Shield guys, they're fighting everybody. Everybody with a big name, they're just trying to beat up. Who else comes in? Doesn't someone else come in?
Yes, wait.
That's what I thought. Somebody else comes to help him. Woo! There he is! There he is!
Is he going to help the Shield?
Yeah, no, he's coming to help freaking Alberto or Ryback and
Sheamus,
yeah. Ooh, he's kicking butt! Randy Orton.
Now it's 3 against 3.
Yeah, Randy Orton's the man. Look, Sheamus is back up. Ryback's up. He's got him up over his head. And throws him out the ring. Says, catch him. Boom. RKO.
Oh, that was a good move.
RKO. RKO. There it is. Ryback, Sheamus, and Randy Orton in the ring together. And the Shield is running away through the crowd.
I would have asked one of the Shield for an autograph because my dad likes the Shield.
The Shield sucks.
I know.
So Randy Orton's back and blah blah. All right, so what happened? What's that? That's Brock Lesnar doing the F5.
Oh, that's last April.
Oh yeah, that's right, about John Cena getting his butt kicked. Man, I wish Brock Lesnar was still in the WWE.
John Cena got his ass kicked by Brock Lesnar.
So did he.
Some might make the excuse that there's no shame.
No, so would
in getting
he?
Beat yeah. up by Brock Lesnar, but there's no way. There's no way. How do you account for this one?
Well, this indeed was it over the limit. It was John Cena versus Big Shotty. When Big Show shocked the world with a KO punch to Cena, and people power would continue.
Yep, look at that. He's like, what happened?
War Knight is victorious over John Cena.
You guys even remember that guy? John Laurinaitis? People power, all that crap? Do you even remember him?
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be nothing as embarrassing as that.
You
hear that? But wait,
what?
There's more.
Did you hear that? We got surround sound. So
show us what's next.
You heard somebody yell, "You suck!" way in your left ear.
Well, John Cena had given WWE champion
so this is
CM
where...
Punk an entire week to prepare as he cashed in his John Cena at the Raw 1000.
And that was last July over by my birthday.
Yep, I remember that. 1000th episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember watching that episode.
There's been so many disqualifications for CM Punk's matches.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still making fun of him. We're gonna fast forward. This is AJ and Dolph in the middle of the ring having their New Year's Eve toast.
You know, I would just like love it if AJ just dumped him.
The greatest toast of this New Year's. Thanks, buddy.
So Big E is going out there to protect them.
Please join us in this toast, not for John Cena, but for a real man.
John Cena.
Let's toast the man who will own 2013.
I like that.
Mr. Money in the Bank, the show-off.
Mr. Money in the Bank.
I love Dolph Ziggler.
Oh my God, she's a scuzzbag. What a scuzzbag.
Did you see her like smiling?
Look, he took a drink of champagne. Yep, they were kissing, and now here comes Cena.
What?
Look at AJ, look.
She's like, oh,
the ultimate party crasher. They've been uninvited, but...
Uh-oh, he's facing off with E.
Standing guard.
But he also got invited.
Cena is here.
So... Then he got...
Yeah, then he got...
Then he got undivided. Uninvited.
Be easy, Mr.
Uninvited.
T. I didn't come out here to fight. I actually came to praise your boss over there. Dolph Ziggler's right, everybody.
Yep.
Wait, what did you just say? I don't think I heard that right. What did you say, John?
Dolph, you heard me just fine, but a real man, can own up to his flaws. Dolph Ziggler is right. After seeing all that footage, there is no way that I can say 2012 was a banner year for me. And if you are truly judged
still voted
by your
him
last
for the
accomplishment,
superstar of the
2012
year.
Is the year of Dolph.
I think they should have. See, somebody that actually says some of these comments are good. Some people just come on and they just start making fun of the other person.
2013 is going to be even better.
And I actually agree with you there, too. I mean, the future screams Dolph and AJ. Well, mostly AJ. Look what she did in 2012. She's grown so much as a woman.
Hey, baby.
Had that first relationship.
How you doing, pretty woman?
And the second.
What's up, mommy?
And there was the third. And then the
we're
fourth.
Almost done.
I was the fifth. You guys were there for that. We all saw that one. And
you know,
six times a
John Cena's married in
Here's
real life.
The ringer AJ is finally through.
Yeah.
She's ready to settle down and make it legal.
So she's cheating on him?
And Dolph is actually in
John
on
Cena?
It.
These no.
Guys spent
AJ,
the weekend
she's cheating on him?
DC shopping
no,
for
I'll say John Cena's married.
Who?
They actually have a WWE.com exclusive photo of their wedding wardrobe. Behold!
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh!
Look at, they put AJ in a tux, put Dolph Ziggler in a bride's dress,
and
they put Big E in a bridesmaid's dress.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the ugliest baby you've ever seen.
I know, right? Look at the babies. A mix of AJ and Dolph with Dolph's hair holding the money in the bank.
Here's the shocker, though.
Suitcase.
The moment of 2013 is when Dolph realizes that's not AJ's first child. No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. She has a group of wonderful,
oh, look at
beautiful
this.
Children. Family photo time. Behold!
look at the rock.
The
oh, look at that. What's that? The Bushwhackers, Isaac.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hey, Kane's in it.
Is that
Kane? Heck yes. There's a whole bunch of babies.
Good thing I didn't make the picture.
The Shield was in it.
Enough, John.
I know, the Shield.
You see... AJ, see,
Babe.
He has nothing. So all he can produce is doctored photos because he has nothing. He is a man-child.
A man-child.
John, 2013 is going to come. And right now, you are the biggest loser in the WWE. And in 2013, I become the world heavyweight champion.
Blah,
you will be is still a loser.
No, Dolph.
No, Dolph.
I'm out here with these doctored photos because, quite frankly, you guys are wasting everybody's night. New Year's is right around the corner, and we're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, what the heck?
We're supposed to be loud and smiling and cheering.
Uh-huh. You got that right.
We're having fun.
And you don't want me to get serious because it doesn't end good for you.
Uh-oh.
Well,
you ready?
Good one.
Wow.
It's our party. This is our party.
Yes, 2012 wasn't too good for me.
This is a long
I owned up to every single loss I had, stayed in the fight, and when all that was happening, I truly never gave up. And yes, the WWE Universe voted me Superstar of the Year.
Yeah.
And although I was flattered, out of respect, I didn't accept the award.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, a man can own up to his flaws. I've been here 10 years.
Because he didn't have a good year. He didn't have a good year. He didn't have that great year.
Look deep into the mirror.
Because he lost all the matches.
This is not your first year here, Dolph. It is your seventh.
Yep.
Seventh. And in that time, all you've been doing is running behind that curtain saying, oh, the administration is holding me down, and I'm so really, really good. All I need is a push. And if anything went wrong, it certainly, certainly wasn't your fault. It was anyone else's. Here are the facts. Only way a guy like you gets a set of nuts is by buying him at the concession stand.
Oh!
You don't talk to me that way.
The Dolph Ziggler story goes like this. First you were a caddy, then you were a cheerleader, then you had blonde hair, then you had brown hair, now you have blonde hair, then you had a large girlfriend, now you got a small girlfriend, now you got a large man, and you walk around with a suitcase that has a contract and a bunch of Valtrex. And although you're so damn sick of being so damn sick, which I truly think is irritable bowel syndrome, I will make an announcement right now for 2013.
Yeah.
I am entering the Royal Rumble match as of, thank you, Tony Schimmel, now. And I don't care if I have to be you, Big E, Ryback, CM Punk, the Big Show, or The Rock himself. In 2013, I will be the WWE Champion.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you got that, Rat Boy. He did.
You know, John, it's real easy
we love you.
Congratulations. Real proud of you. Talk. Just like your outfit is cheap.
Oh,
there you go, knocking on the wardrobe again, because you have nothing. What am I going to comment about that ill-fitting suit? One of those buttons should be undone. And AJ is wearing a white dress.
Yes.
A white dress. I could tell a million jokes. Plenty more than that about that dress. But I don't care if you shop on Rodeo Drive or Walmart. Yes. This soldier has not changed his uniform in 10 years, and they'll probably bury me in jean shorts and a ball cap. But the reason the uniform has not changed in 10 years is because neither has the resolve. I still am full of hustle, loyalty, and respect.
There it is. Come on, drop the ball. Drop the ball, and then we can get
That's
it done.
Why
drop
I'm gonna
ball,
give the devil his
done.
Due.
Get it done. Get
Out
it, get
of
it
respect,
done.
Allow me to toast. To a prosperous 2013 to
Irritable.
Dolph and AJ.
Bowel syndrome.
With the one thing that you are full of.
Oh, no. Oh, my
God.
Look, they're dropping poop on him. Oh, they're dropping poop on him. Look at AJ. She's getting poop all over her.
Funny how they wore a white dress.
Oh.
Look, he's on his knees.
Look at Big E's just standing there.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year to you, too.
There it is. So they got poop dropped on them. Happy New Year's with some poop dropped on you. All right, there it is. Look at, they're all rolling in the poop in white outfits. AJ's screaming and crying.
Well, if you're, well, if you don't want to be in that, how about you just get out of the mud?
Yeah, I know,
stand
right?
Stand up and get out of the mud.
They're in poop. They're supposed to be poop. All right, WWE family, how's everybody doing?
Good.
That was a long episode, an hour-long episode. We watched everything. We talked about everything. Isaac's falling asleep in his Chargers, his new Chargers outfit.
Which I think he should be wearing a Green Bay Packers shirt.
Yeah, man, I know. We should kick his butt, shouldn't we? All right, well, there it is. I love you guys.
I love you too.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. WWE fam, anything else you want to say?
Happy New Year. Happy
2013. Heck yeah, we had a good time.
Yep.
And we'll have an even better time next time. Thank you for everybody who downloaded. Please go to illamazon.com if you want to do anything on Amazon that will help out the WWE fam. And I can buy some more toys for these kids. Yay!
And then hopefully in 2 weeks,
we can do another podcast.
Yep, we can do another one.
Because I think, yeah, I have an extra day with them.
Yep, we'll have an extra day with you next time.
We might be able to do it Sunday night.
Heck yeah. Well, Isaac and I will be back next week with some more Raw episodes. Thank you, MM, for coming on. I love you, baby girl.
I love you, too.
I love you, Isaac.
Love you, too. All right, we love you, too.
Peace, everybody.
Bye-bye.